in the waters of Maine, young Leo the Lobster and his friends were hanging out by the cobbles. They were taking a break from playing their game when Leo hears a voice from within his rocky home.
Leonardo, come in. I want to talk to you.
Yelled an old shrill voice. Leo rolled his eyes as his friends started laughing. Man, your grandma's so lame. Her shell's so thick that when she tries to get through the door, she gets stuck. His friend insulted. The rest of the group laughed along as Leo looked away in embarrassment and headed towards his home. When he entered the crevice, his grandma stared at him sternly and said,
I heard what that youngin said about my shell. I don't understand why having a thick shell is bad.
Don't you get it? Nobody has thick shells anymore. Everybody has thin shells.
Grandma tilted and shook her head angrily.
Shells are what protects you from those cods out there. Back in my day, when the water was cool, everybody had thick shells. Heck, we were all comparing our shell thickness. Remember that story I told you when I was out by the habitat edge when the cod...
Yeah, Grandma. I heard that story so many times. The cod tried to eat you, but your shell saved your life. But our generation is smarter these days. We don't need the thick shells to protect us.
Leo retorted dismissively. Grandma looked at Leo sadly.
Leonardo, don't you know I'm just trying to protect you? When your parents died, I took you on my own and protected you until you were grown up.
Exactly, Grandma. I'm all grown up now. I'm not a juvenile. We're all going to the edge next week anyway. Stop treating me like a kid.
With that said, Leo swam out of the crevice to join his friends. A week passed by, and Grandma and Leo were ready to leave. Grandma stood in the front, looking cautiously around.
Now remember what I told you. Keep your antennas out and your senses alert.
Leo was so excited to leave that he barely heard her words of caution.
Yeah. Grandma, let's go. I can't wait to get to the edge.
With that said, they both took off. Grandma led the way, expertly leading him to certain rocks to hide behind as they made it closer to the habitat edge. Leo followed closely until he sensed movement from behind. He paused and looked behind, but nothing was there. All he could think about was Grandma's stories about the cods. He shook his head and thought quietly,
I'm getting paranoid. Nothing's out here.
When he turned around to look for his grandma, he discovered she was already meters away. Panicking, he rushed off from his hiding spot towards his grandma. Suddenly, he saw her waving her claws furiously, her face paling in fear. She was yelling at him, but he was too far to hear her words. A dark shadow covered his path, and his senses were going crazy. He looked up to see a giant cod staring hungrily at him. Leo froze in shock, but raised his claws in defense. The cod dived at him and pecked him. Leo lifted his claws to defend himself, but as the blow landed, he felt his shell crack. Bubbling in pain, Leo tried to run, but the pain was too great. Peck after peck, the cod successfully landed blows on his shell, and at the end, Leo lay defeated on the seafloor. His last thought was Grandma's word about how thicker shells protect them. Grandma looked helplessly from afar as more cods gathered around Leo. She knew there was no chance Leo could survive. Tearfully, she threw her claws in the air in despair and cried out,
Why, humans? Why have you destroyed our water and habitats? You have doomed our future generations.